lobsters. So this is one of the larger. Although for the holidays, we bring in 9, 10 pounders.
You guys are not kidding around.
Yeah, we got a 9 pounder in this afternoon for the holidays.
So now,
typically 3, 4, 5, and 6.
So a 9-pound lobster, is that a family? Does a family order that?
Yeah, it's something, you know, if you guys came in as a group, could have as maybe an entree to split or an appetizer. It's a good way to start the holiday. People love lobster during the holiday.
What would you recommend in terms of people? How many people for a 9-pound lobster?
That would take probably 3 to 4 people, yeah. If it's you and me, maybe two.
Yeah, me and you too. How about just me?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Do you like lobster, Sienna?
Yes, I do. Oh,
yeah. Mikey, I had lobster in my in my bottle when I was a baby.
That's right.
Okay.
And filet mignon.
I used to have, instead of Oreos, I had lobster-os.
Lobster-os.
They were delicious. Wow, those are incredible.
I could eat 12 pounds of lobster. I promise you.
No,
I
bet,
love it
I bet you
so
could, yeah.
much.
Could
so,
you really?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So sorry, guys. I know you're excited about eating some lobster,
I get
but
some too.
We are bibbed. We're bibbed.
Listen, buddy, we're bibbed,
buddy.
Once you're bibbed,
once you're bibbed, I guess you're right. You're in.
Yeah, once you're bibbed, you're family. Oh
there's
wow,
a
he's got
extra forks for you guys.
Yeah.
Some drawn butter for you.
Just dig in.
I love you.
Oh man,
I'm a fan.
I was waiting for Ryan to just feed it to us. He had done so good up until this.
Oh my!
These are like. Lobster.
Wow.
They're spoiled.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Look at the king over there.
We're gonna have a lion crack claw.
Oh wow. Look at this sucker. That's incredible. There's a giant claw in front of me. How long do you think that this thing had to live to get this big? I'm guessing like 8 years.
I think it's 5 to 7 years
a pound.
Oh
wow. And this is 6?
Yeah.
30 years?
Oh my
gosh. 30 years.
Some lobsters have been recorded over living 100
years. Holy.
Wow. Yeah.
Maybe staying awake for 28 hours is not that bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Did you get a piece yet, Mike?
That's
I'm about to.
Woo! We're getting this all ready to go. Are you is it good?
Oh, so good.
Look at
Jay,
that.
I thought you were weird when you requested this, and now I'm not thinking you're so weird.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Pretty nice. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, look at you guys.
Oh, my. Wow,
oh,
my.
Oh, my.
You ever just spoiled real good?
Oh, wow.
Man, we are living the life.
Yeah. 570-1949 is the number. Oh, look at that.
I think now's a good time to tell my wife that I did everything around the house. I forgot one thing.
What?
I forgot to unload the dishwasher and put the new dishes in. I was going to, and I forgot. I'm sorry. I love you.
Look how cute Woods is with his pajamas on and his bib.
Woods like a big baby.
He is like a big baby.
Wow.
It's amazing.
There's some really delicious sauce on it, too. Like, go for that piece right there.
That's.
Break into some of that.
This is so good.
This is so good.
Mmm.
Without making a mess.
Just make a mess.
There you go, Woods. I'll give that to you.
I wonder.
Oh, sorry.
I wonder if I can play a little bit of this so that people still feel that they're being entertained.
Man.
Well,
no.
I've got some highlights of some stuff that I want to play for you. First of all, here is one of the movies that we'll be watching tonight. Here's the commercial.
The sun. For millions of years.
My guess is
the source of life.
I know, right? Four plebeians on
the source of its demise. The temperatures climbed. The vast fields of ice at its poles melted. And the oceans rose.
Should you have your own, Jay?
Centuries later, few people remain on this planet once called Earth.
Get this piece out of here.
Wow. Among them, a man. Who still searches?
Who's the guy that said, hey,
a woman who still hopes, and a small child.
And my best friend
carries the secret to a new beginning.
Are we on the air?
Yeah,
we are.
This place they know only as
who's the guy that said
world.
That?
James Earl Jones?
No, about lobsters. Who saw a lobster and goes, I'm going to crack it open and eat it?
I'm gonna eat that
thing. Do you know what was just playing on the radio?
Uh-huh.
Maybe throw some headphones on.
I didn't hear it. I thought we were on a break. We were on a break.
It was the Waterworld.
Oh, fabulous. I've seen it.
Oh, boy.
What? I thought we were off. I almost cursed.
You can't control him.
You thought we were off?
Yeah, I thought you said we're going to play this for a minute so we can eat. Really? No, we're going to start this now?
I'm wearing Sienna's headphones and she didn't get any on.
Yeah. I'm just happy as can be right now.
He won't yell at you.
You guys got this tail going on?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so
I dug
good.
Into that while
he won't yell at you, though.
My job is done.
Yeah. He'll just get me. I got butter on my pants.
You pee in your pants?
And I peed in my pants. I got butter on my pants.
Egg on your face. I mean, it's just...
Where'd L.O.B. go?
I don't know. Where's L.O.B.? Where'd L.O.B. go?
I don't know, but more lobster for me.
There she is.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
It's gone, I think.
It's good.
My kombucha was rotting. I had to put it in the fridge.
Oh, my God.
Well, I sure wish Matt would have brought me one, too.
You know,
oh, no, I left my other bag.
M1 Ronnie brought me us an apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Are you kidding?
Where's that at?
I haven't had the s'mores cupcakes yet.
Oh, yeah, they're out there, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
If anyone in promotions is listening, there's a bag down there with two kombuchas in it.
Oh, wow.
White plastic bag.
Oh, wow. It's also got my heroin.
Wish Matt would have brought me some heroin.
No doubt.
Just kidding, kids. All right. Lobster tamed.
That was amazing.
Dude.
Is it 6 o'clock yet?
Almost.
Yeah. I have a pretty big announcement to make.
Do you?
We're all fired.
No. Nope, that'll be tomorrow morning. We all. Okay.
A
couple things. Number one, I want to let people know that we are at $7,252.
Wow.
Yeah, let's hear it for $7,252.
Yes.
Awesome.
Now, our goal was that we wanted to get to at least $10,000 tonight. And so if you can, please. Where are you going?
I'm coming to see you.
Oh, hi. We want to get $10,000 tonight. Go to MikeyShow.com and donate. Please, if you are a person who has been blessed with dough and you can give it, please do. Now, here's the cool thing. We have an anonymous donor who has agreed to match all donations up to $800 for an hour beginning at 6:15.
Holy cow.
I know it. So it's 6:10 right now. Starting,
thanks, Dad.
Starting at...
Just kidding.
Starting at 6:15 for 1 hour, if you donate, you will have your donation matched up to $800.
Wow.
And if you donate, so if you donate $50, they'll donate $50. We'll do that. They'll do that up to $800. Pretty cool. And so the way that you do it is by going to MikeyShow.com.
Those aren't.
What?
Those brownies.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Woodsy?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell a story so I can eat?
We could do like some Tom tunes or something.
I'm going to tell a story about that lobster that the Palm brought us.
Oh. That was incredible.
Where are you guys located?
6 and J.
Please go and eat that lobster.
Oh, you will not be disappointed.
Oh, it's so good.
It's unbelievable. It's from Nova
You've
Scotia.
You've had 9 pounds of that.
Yeah.
Why does he have so much and we all shared one plate?
I look over and he's got a full ribeye size piece of lobster and he's like...
Bah. I went over there and asked for a piece and he looked like I was...
I didn't ask.
I just took it. It was my lobster.
No.
Look at the thing in his hand.
Listen to me.
Look at that.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Oh, that is the biggest.
That guy brought me this lobster and sat it down in front of me, and I just started eating it. You want some?
Yeah.
Come around, you guys. Dig in.
I tried to come around, and he said, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
He did the
same thing to me.
I walked back over there and sat down.
I don't know.
They go, what are you doing? I go, yeah, I want some of that.
It's like you're the lion, like the den master, and we were the four cubs on the scraps.
You're my dog Lucky with food.
If by scraps you guys mean six pounds of meaty lobster. Yeah.
Hi, babe.
Woodsy.
Hi.
Come get some of
this. I'm full now.
Are you?
Thank you.
There's more stuff coming. I was just told. Barbecue.
I'm full.
Oh. Well, if you're going to go ahead and do that.
Sienna, break me off a piece.
Okay.
And bring me some lobster.
All right.
There's always more lobster.
So you want me to go over there and check and see what we're doing?
I want to hear that Asian Jingle Bells.
Why is it so much?
So you want to wait till I go over there and you play it when they're there?
I want to hear the Asian one, though.
Okay, here you go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Wow, that was a new one.
That was good, wasn't it? I want to let the Palm Restaurant know that this is definitively the best lobster I've ever had.
The best lobster ever.
Without question.
That I've ever had. So if you're looking for a place to go and you want to do the holiday lobster thing, the Palm Restaurant is the only way to go.
Tell me again, where are you guys?
We're on 6th and J.
6th and J, downtown.
Right by Petco, yeah, downtown.
Oh, yeah.
What's your specialty there?
You know, obviously the enormous lobsters and then prime steak. So you get that with a ribeye, nice 28-ounce bone-in ribeye. Have a little surf and turf.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Talk about decadent, huh?
Oh, I love you guys.
Yeah.
So, Jay, what do you think? Should we go over and see if we've got anybody to try to do?
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll jump on my phone and call you. I'll go over there and see. And if there's people there, if there's not, I won't tell you anything.
What's happening?
Well, no, I want to know either way. I mean,
the talent thing?
No, breaking the world record.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, Woods?
I'm going to record the surf with Bird, and then I'll go over there.
All right.
Good man, Jay.
Talent thing is over.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the unicycle guy won. Unicyclist.
Oh, I was changing, so I missed it.
Oh.
We had one contestant.
And he won with flying colors.
He won.
Oh.
Well, we judged, and...
He was a clear winner.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, I felt he did.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, like even sometimes the bells are red, 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 red.
I thought it was, when I was a little kid, I thought it was a one-horse soap and sleigh.
Really?
I didn't know what an open sleigh was.
I still don't.
I did.
There's no roof.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
I thought it was when two people had intercourse and they were just fine with it.
An open sleigh.
No. Yeah.
Like, open,
like an openly, like an open sleigh. But when I was a kid, I thought it was...
They weren't trying to hide it.
Yeah, it was just open. But when I was a kid, I thought it was soap and sleigh. I'm like, why do they have soap in the sleigh?
I can't believe you're wearing, like, full-on pajamas right now, Woods.
Hugh Hefner, what's up?
I
my playmate just got here, too. Really
like,
good.
The button-up top.
Got my hair sticking out. My four
Your
hairs.
Four hairs, yeah. It's a nice look.
Thanks. It's hot in here, and I wanted to put my PJs on.
It feels great in here.
Yeah, Tylenol.
I took one. I took a couple of Advil.
You did? Is that the bit?
Yeah.
That's the bit now?
You guys want a Tylenol?
Time for aspirin.
By 6:20 at night, we just go, you guys want Tylenol? Let me get you a roll.
I get you a piece of steak. Sit down, darling. Let's just do crazy. for 4 hours.
I just feasted.
Oh, so good.
I've never, I'm honestly not saying this to be a D. I've never seen anybody eat as much lobster as you just ate, ever.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like,
if you had that plate, you would have eaten that much.
There's
easily.
No question.
You can't not eat it if it's in front of you, and it's delicious.
I'm green with envy. I looked over, and I'm like, he was like,
"Can you come over here and grab some of this?"
It's just a skeleton now.
I don't think that Mike ate that much.
There's always more.
There, it's not a skeleton. There's 8 pounds of lobster in here.
I don't know how to get it out. I don't want it. I'm full.
Hmm.
We got barbecue coming, so I want some of that too. Feast on everything is my motto.
Yeah. Oh, he just pulled out another huge. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that looks so good.
Now that's just pretty.
You don't want any of that?
No, I'm full. You sure? Yeah, maybe a little bit.
All right.
Babe, you want some?
I'm good.
You sure?
How about you, honey?
All the sig others keep saying.
You have more for Jamie if you want some.
Yeah. Here, let me grab. This is tamale. Hang on, I got more.
What is that?
It's called tamale.
Oh.
Tamale.
Maybe you eat
What's
the tamale.
Tamale?
My wife
Seems
is
more appropriate for you,
yeah,
Mike.
My wife is Caucasian.
You're dripping like buttery lobster over the board.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
You guys,
hey,
be
Mike.
Careful.
Lean.
I'm leaning.
There you go.
Come here, boo. A little fresh plate. Well, Angel.
Thank you.
How happy are you that wife? Your wife is happy?
You have no idea. No idea.
Looking all purdy, smelling all nice.
She has been gone since Monday. I haven't seen her since really Sunday night. And it's, you know, I miss her.
Oh, we got Jay. Jay, are you there? Wait. What did I do wrong? Here we go.
Ooh.
Here we go. Jay.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
I miss you, Jay.
We miss you. Where are you?
I'm in Adam's office, which is on the other side of the building.
Right.
And I got reports that people were having trouble finding out where to park. There's a big lot
Weird.
On the east side of the building. I see because there's cars turning into the lot right now. So far, I think I see. You guys flash your lights if you're in the competition.
Mikey,
here.
There's fives of tens of cars down there. Okay.
I think I have two. I've got three cars.
Oh,
wow.
So maybe you just scrap it.
Well, wait a minute. Three cars is close to the world record, but it isn't the world record yet.
They're still getting there.
One of the cars left. they're driving through flashing. They need to turn and face the building.
Yeah.
The other guy's a pizza delivery guy.
Is yeah.
Why are you guys flashing me?
I got two cars so far. This is good over here, guys.
Yeah.
No, looking good.
Almost there.
Yeah. How close do you think we are to the record?
I would think that we probably have about 179 cars to go.
Okay. Okay.
only that many?
I think
Wait a second.
We might want to scrap it.
You think? And he's like, Mikey, give me 5 more minutes.
178, I got another one.
Oh, okay.
Is it weird that Lauren and I stopped eating lobster a long time ago and we still have our bibs on?
Flashing going on. There's some good slide flashing going on here. They're getting in unison over here. It's getting good, guys.
All right. Okay.
You want me to just hang out over here and count cards?
Can you vamp for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
be right back.
Okay, do your thing. Hey, are all the spouses here still?
No.
Kim's here.
Toddy left.
GFMC's floating around somewhere looking for my kombucha.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Anybody need any more cars over here?
Why?
Because I wanted to do the thing where they fill in for us, but T-Bone's not here.
That's all right. You guys can still do it. Sorry.
33.
I know Rebecca's been chomping at the bit to get on that mic. Rebecca, why don't you come join us while mic's
talking?
Come here. Come sit in the head chair.
Sit in his chair.
Come on.
We need an Esparza.
She's like, I hate you with
on the mic.
I need an Esparza on the
Bye,
microphone.
Guys. Rebecca.
Thank you guys. You guys are the best.
Bye, thanks.
I don't want to sit anywhere near this area.
Well, oh, because it's lobster.
For a variety of reasons.
She's not a seafood
First
fan.
First and foremost, there's lobster drippings everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's what happens
all
when you
could
eat.
Do with stairs, his fingers.
It pounds.
That were covered with.
Yeah.
Butter.
Butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fingers did look kind of.
Hey, Boo, come sit on the mic with us.
Yeah.
Most sweetly.
I want to know.
I've had some grilled lemonade.
What does that mean?
Grilled lemonade.
It's grilled lemonade.
Grilled
What's
lemonade.
That mean?
Oh, they grill the lemons and then they squeeze them.
Oh, I bet
is
it's
it good?
Delicious.
Get on the mic. You got to be this far away. You know that. You're professional.
I've been role playing all day.
Have you? With who?
With other salespeople.
How'd it go?
It was good.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you miss me?
I did.
Oh,
how was your flight, Jamie?
It was fun because I had wireless. I mean, yeah, wireless. So I got to listen.
Did you listen to the podcast from yesterday?
Oh.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh, wow. That's a yes. See.
Can we play that? Let's play that.
Well, I don't know if we have it. I don't think we have it.
You have it on your computer.
Did you get rid of it?
On your computer?
No, I didn't get rid of it.
You didn't?
It's on your computer, Mike.
I do. I think I have it.
We don't have to hear it again. Not while she's here.
No, we won't.
No.
Unless I can find it.
It's not like anything. Anyone would do anything serious. Like,
in case you didn't hear it.
Do you have a boyfriend?
In case you didn't hear it, Woods did a street bit and interviewed a girl named Taylor. It was the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Was it?
It was a little bit creepy.
It was one of.
Your voice changed.
I know it did.
Yeah, he did some different stuff talking to the ladies.
Let's see. Would you maybe in luck?
Thank you. For once.
You may be in luck because I don't know if I can find it. Although I might be able to find it in my scent mail because I know that I wrote you back and said that it sounded like you were nude.
True. Just search nude.
You know, when you talk to a woman or a man, it sounds different if you're interviewing someone. Rebecca, wouldn't you agree?
That's true. I will agree with that. When I did street bits.
Yeah.
The approach of a guy and a girl was different.
You were or were not single, Shannon?
No, you weren't.
Was not single.
You were...
Well, I wasn't married.
Not married.
But I was not single.
Now, I'm married to my wife, Jamie, who's right here, and...
And you love her.
I love her so much.
Wow, that was oversold, but you know what?
No,
I
wasn't.
I believe...
I just cried when she came in here.
I know you
okay?
did.
Okay?
Did
much
you really
I'm
cry?
Missed. Yeah, ask her.
He did. There were tears.
Oh,
I missed her.
That's sweet.
I can't sleep unless she's in the bed with me. So I just can't. So it's been a rough week. But when I interviewed that girl, when you talk to a girl, you're different. You're like, hey, you know, I'm a creep, I guess. I'm just a creep at heart. Sorry. Once a creep, always a creep. But I didn't do anything. Wouldn't act on
we
it.
We know what.
Oh, man.
It's hot in here again.
I didn't do anything. God, roast me, spit real good.
I got roasted for like 4 hours because of this stupid interview.
Yeah, I think you're in luck, Woods.
Oh, thank you.
You have it.
I don't think I have it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yep, I don't think I have
it.
Let's see. Nope, I don't. And, oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
Okay, hey, what's your name?
Taylor.
Oh, it's one of my favorite names. What do you want for Christmas this year?
A what do you want for Christmas this year?
That's one of my favorite names.
There's a slim hockey. I'm just going to put me up on a tea like that hockey.
I hate you.
Kids out there being dynamic. What were you doing, Maki? Sleeping real good.
You just going to poop all over friendship or what?
You ever just hate the show you're on, Maki?
You ever just hate your cast, please?
You ever just stop being professional?
Where did he go? Woods just left.
He left the room. Well, because the last time we played it, it wasn't about anything more than us making fun
yes.
of him.
Yeah.
He wasn't even that bad.
He wasn't.
I was just playing.
But it's just so much fun.
Oh, I hear something's shaking. I think he's coming
up
back.
There he is.
There we go.
The floor shakes and what's happening.
He runs through.
Lauren said, I feel something. I think he's coming.
He runs. He's a very gregarious person. Yeah.
All right, so I'm standing here. What's your name, man? I'm Jesus. Jesus. So, Jesus, Christmas is coming up.
Okay.
What are you asking for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
Yes, everybody happy Merry Christmas.
Okay, so that's nice, but if you could get like one gift, what would you want? What are you going to ask for?
I don't know.
No idea?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you want like an Xbox?
Why not? It's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. What do you guys eat on Christmas? Christmas dinner?
Pozole.
What's pozole?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a corn.
It's a corn. Okay.
Yeah, corn.
What else? What else you guys have?
And tostadas and still with the family.
Mikey. Okay. Cool. that sounds awesome. Have a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
That's again. The woods I know. You know.
Never again, my friend.
Definitely.
Never again.
What do you mean?
I'm never doing street bits again.
Yes, why?
Because for 2 hours yesterday, I laid on that couch while you guys riffed and riffed and riffed and had so much fun. So much,
radio.
In fact, that Sienna's brother drew a picture of me on a spit over fire with a cigarette in my mouth.
That's one brilliant of those picture.
I want it on a t-shirt, and I want it in here. It's genius.
You should just wear it every day.
I know. Every day.
How did Jamie know?
How did she know what?
That...
Her sister texted her.
Jamie was in Dallas on business.
And Facebook.
And Facebook,
because
too?
All the M1s are like, you creep, 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 creep. And then she's like, what's this I see about... I'm like, babe, let me explain.
What did you say?
I said...
Listen,
I had to do a street bit. And I said, you ever have work with people that see an inch and they just take a mile real good? And...
That's true.
It's 100% true. It wasn't even that.
If you give me half an inch, I'm gonna take it.
Oh, absolutely.
I just have one question for Woods.
What?
You know who doesn't get accused of being creepy?
How should I do? All right, my next street bit. I'm gonna send it to Mikey's and go, dude. That's lame. That doesn't even sound good. You don't sound like you're interested at all in it. And I'm gonna go, dude. Why?
Dude, because
you sound so monotone. I'm gonna be like, hi. My name is Woods. I'm with the Mikey Show. What do you want for Christmas?
We'll still find something.
Oh, yeah, they'll find something.
I'll be like, dude, I need you to sound like you want to be naked.
Hey, Woods, sound like you give an S, dude.
Hey, dude, sound like, you know, she's hot, dude.
This is the official Mikey voice now?
Yes. I love it.
Okay, hey, what's your name?
Oh, boy. Taylor.
One of my favorite names.
Nope. Oh, boy.
What?
Is it over?
Why is that one of your favorite names?
I can tell you this is the exact face he made.
Do you know why I said that's my favorite? What? That's one of my
He's
favorite
He's looking
names.
Right at Jamie. He's talking
I'm looking at
to
Sienna.
Jamie.
Do you know why I said that?
Yeah, why?
Because of Taylor Swift.
Because
I wanted to perpetuate the
right,
bit.
The bit. Right. The bit.
Do you want for Christmas?
Come on. This honest. Barbecue guy like brought all this food in.
Stop changing
Why
the
do
subject?
We need barbecue when we've got you on a spit?
Yeah. I think we're barbecuing you real
just
good.
Fine.
Just in time.
I have a few.
You have a few boyfriends. What are you going to
do? Oh, God, I do. I sound like a rapist. I sound like I'm going to be... I literally sound like I'm going to be like... Why don't you come to my car for a minute? I'm going to mix you up a roofie colada.
Slay you. Boyfriends.
I do. I will admit it. I sound like a perverted... I sound like a guy with his hand in his pocket while he's interviewing her.
Ew.
I do.
In her back pocket.
No, not in the back pocket. Right in the front.
Oh, weird.
That's what I sound like.
Like a pocket pool?
Yes.
Oh. You got two boyfriends.
A few boyfriends? Do you need another boyfriend? Oh, my God.
I'm in boyfriend.
You guys ever just repeat bits? You repeat in sons of...
Ooh, what is this drink? Thank you.
Hopefully it's got vodka in it, whatever it is.
What is it?
Straight up grilled lemonade.
Oh my gosh, it's the best thing I've ever had.
Grilled lemonade?
Grilled lemonade.
There's no alcohol?
There's no alcohol. It's like sour, and I like sour.
Ooh, wow, mamacita, that's good.
Ooh.
Wow. That just...
It is good with... Sparkling water.
Yeah.
Champagne, vodka.
What's in it?
Do you have any vodka?
It is roasted. No, I don't. It's roasted lemons with a roasted lemon simple syrup. And then I just add a whole bunch of ice and or sparkling water to it.
What are you eating, Jay?
I don't know. Then I supposed to I just pick it up and start eating.
What are you eating?
Shrimp.
Oh, wow.
Shrimp.
Nice, spicy, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like a jalapeno.
Okay. Jasper? Yeah.
This is grilled shrimp and jalapeno skewers with pickled mango.
Oh, wow. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Oh,
man, I'm still full. I'm still full. I'm not eat it yet. I can't eat it yet. I will eat it. I will eat it. I just can't eat it yet. Okay. Gotta get people to go to MikeyShow.com, please.
I know Millwood's. Me too.
I'm looking.
It's coming.
Me too. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Wow. I'll give this one. I'll give mine over.
Oh, thank
you. Fantastic.
Mike, you're going to give it your jalapeno so easily? It's not like you.
What about pork ribs and collard greens?
Oh, my God.
Hello, me.
Got to remind people about the anonymous donor that we have. They're going to match all donations up to $800. There's 45 minutes left on that. And so if you donate between now and 7:15, you will have your donation matched if you donate up to $800. So please go on and do that.
That bell pepper spicy.
Woo.
That is not a bell pepper. That's a jalapeno. Yeah.
That is one spicy pickle.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't ever get the shrimp.
What have we here?
This is It's a two-thirds beef, ground beef, and one-third ground beef.
Oh, wow. I am so ready for that.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
And again, I'm going to leave the ribs here, and I've got these chicken olive.
Oh, that's awesome.
Skewers, but I am going to give you guys some of these barbecued marshmallow pineapple with chocolate sauce.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, my gosh. Yum.
Babe.
So great.
Babe.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, dear.
Do I eat something?
They got collard greens.
They got collard greens.
They're real good.
They got grilled lemonade. Oh, you already had some of that.
It's tough to find that kind of stuff out here. That's a southern thing.
It is. It is. All right.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we got to get to some material here. Santa, if we went to new stuff, do you still have the new stuff from earlier in the day?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's some stuff that I do want to go over.
Okay. Thank you.
What was voted the most irritating word?
Bit.
Oh, I know what it is.
Probably bit. Probably bit.
No.
Is it rah?
It's a word.
I don't know.
Let's try to guess.
I know.
An irritating word. Synergy. It's a big player in the business.
Okay,
it is,
but is it annoying?
Yes.
Now, the number one is one word, but I'll tell you the ones after it. To tell you the truth.
That's a phrase.
But it's in the running, and people think it's really annoying.
What about literally?
Oh, I love that
literally
one.
Is not there, but actually is there. How about actually doesn't bother me.
How about surreal? Surreal, is that on there?
No.
Jamie hates it.
Another one. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Is that a word?
That one's
Isn't
on
that
there.
Five
I told
words?
You it's a phrase, but the number one is one word.
Okay,
and the number
about,
two is
what,
one word.
Like
is number two.
Good job.
I think
job.
I have one.
What?
Like, do you have a boyfriend?
Regardless.
No.
Irregardless.
Yeah, irregardless is the most.
Fake word.
No.
Doesn't exist.
I'm going to tell you.
Irregardless makes me nuts.
It makes me nuts.
Now, this is a poll over 1,000 Americans, and 39% voted on this one word.
Dude.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's not
whatever.
Annoying.
Whatever.
I don't think that's an annoying word.
You think Taylor says whatever?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay, hey, what's your name?
America.
Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. One of my favorite names.
I'm serious. I'm going to walk
what
out.
What do you want for Christmas this year? Be honest. Like, do you have a boyfriend?
What do you want for Christmas?
I have a few.
You have a few boyfriends? What are you going to ask your few boyfriends for Christmas?
Well, the one in Australia, I want a kangaroo, but he thinks I'm joking.
But you really want a kangaroo?
I do.
Okay. What about from your American boyfriends?
I want a shopping spree.
Oh, wow.
A whole spree.
But the thing is he lives in New York.
As opposed to, like, a half spree.
Usually I give my girlfriends half sprees.
But I'm willing to
give you a whole spree.
A whole enchilada, Mikey.
The full burrito, Mikey.
Two sprees. I can make that happen.
A spree and a half, maybe.
Do you like to eat sprees and Skittles? Starburst.
I have a Starburst factory in my house.
Do you like candy powder?
I can introduce you to Willy Wonka.
I have a white van.
I freaking know him.
Chocolate River's real.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Good time to get some shut eye, I think.
No chance.
100.
He can introduce you to Willy Wonka.
I've got the golden ticket.
Is that a golden ticket in my pocket?
Do you like Veruca Salt?
Do you want to be like Augustus Gloop and gorge yourself in my chocolate river?
Do you want some blueberry cold?
Mike's nose is so pushed up against the microphone that it's actually bent backwards. Like a pig nose.
I think I'll go get a massage.
Oh, no. Wow, is that...
Oh. For reals?
Yes.
You guys have fun.
Woods.
And I kind of want him to fly me to New York and then take me shopping.
Pretty... I'll tell you the Toys R Us.
F.A.O. Schwartz. The keyboard, you and me.
Why don't we recreate Big?
I know his brother.
Who?
Tom Hanks.
Small wish. What would you want in your stocking?
Stocking. I know it won't fit in your stocking.
Well, what do you want in your stocking?
Stocking.
I'm sorry. Let's do take two on that.
Yeah.
What do you want in your stocking?
Oh my gosh.
What would you like Santa to put in your stock?
How did this happen? My stomach hurts.
Sorry.
Just like things I need, like deodorant and toothpaste.
Deodorant. What if he gave you a stocking full of deodorant?
It's the worst one.
What if he gave you a stocking full of deodorant?
I can smell it from Donna.
Deodorant.
It smells so good.
Awesome secret.
It's strong enough for a man.
It's
made for a woman.
It smells like teen spirit.
Have you ever had milk straight from the seat? I grew up on a farm.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay. As long as it came with the shopping spree.
I hate buying that stuff. I live on my own.
Okay.
And toilet paper.
And toilet paper.
And toilet paper.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Do you want to meet Edward Cullen?
Yeah. Your toilet.
You take your toilet paper.
You guys ever just repeat this from yesterday?
Nova Scotia.
Okay.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Deodorant. Stocking full.
That's badass. Okay. Have.
That's badass.
That's badass.
Really, that's badass?
You want some toilet paper.
You're so, so badass.
You like toilet paper?
I like toilet paper. Badass.
So weird because I like toilet paper too.
Oh my gosh. I like toilet paper.
On the Mikey Show, we use toilet paper.
I cannot even believe you just said that.
Well, steal it from restaurants.
What's he getting a massage right now?
What's this in a massage table?
Yeah. He's like a
with
full
his head
setup.
In a donut.
And he's trying to
Happy
attack me from a
birthday.
Distance.
Guy's getting a massage. He's trying to attack you.
Yeah.
Can I go next?
He's like this. You guys are just put a guy
right
in a
there. Ooh, right there.
Same video. Same video yesterday.
You guys just do this from yesterday.
That's good. Go deep.
Oh my god.
Either not out.
Oh, you're naughty. Get her out here.
Oh, I'm so jealous of him right now.
Yeah.
He's getting a full massage. Lobster massage.
Yeah. I call Nexties.
I think Sienna already did.
I know, Sienna
oh,
did.
You did? I call after Sienna's.
Yep, your 30s.
I'll go. I'll let the ladies go first.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that includes you, Mikey.
Oh my god!
Wow.
All right, how you guys feeling?
All right, I got a second.
After that food and the lemonade was like super sour.
She is so cute and her bundled up little.
I put my scarf on.
She's got her scarf all bundled up. Thanks to Barbecues Galore Cooking School.
Oh, yeah.
They have a cooking school at their Forest Ranch store. And I've actually seen it. It's really cool.
They have grilled lemonade.
They do.
I've never even heard of such a thing. It's delicious.
Yep. They grill up lemons, and they put it in with some simple syrup, and it's great.
That's good.
I've actually seen their kitchen at that cooking school.
Weird.
Is it impressive, Mike?
It is. It's a beautiful kitchen that you get to learn in.
Why is that so funny, Woods?
Woods is just cracking himself up over there. We're over here being dynamic. He's just
maybe
getting
go to
a massage.
A ball game once in a while.
Maybe interview some girls at La Jolla Canyon High School.
Fine.
I like the name Taylor.
Toilet paper.
Never built a house.
Stop. What do you have in your stomach? Ah! And you stop. Did you say stop?
Stop. Pulling the other one.
And you stop.
I think we're delirious. I think we made it.
Holy cow.
Stying.
Woods just looked over here like, yeah, that's great.
Okay. Oh,
it's really funny, guys. Just see how many times you can say stocking in different ways.
You know what? Because I'm getting a massage. Wow.
Huh.
That was beautiful.
That was really nice.
Nice drive home.
Material.
Okay. I got a bunch of stuff here. Let's discuss.
Taylor in
Oh, yes.
I do.
Say what?
Play the Taylor interview one more time.
Okay.
Okay, hey, what's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor. One of my favorite names.
Oh, yeah. Let's do some Tom tunes. 570-1949. I want to do some Tom tunes. Now, if you've never done Tom tunes with us before, the idea is that we have a Tom GPS device who currently has a bib on.
That's correct, Mikey. I had to protect my buttons.
You didn't want to get the buttons all full of, like, lobster juice.
That's correct, Mikey.
Okay. Well, let's see. We're going to play some Tom tunes. All you got to do is call us right now. 570-1949. Oh, and I needed to, I think I did ID. Yeah, I did. Okay. So, call us right now. And what do we have as a prize, Jay?
We are going to give away Anarchy and our Angel sunglasses.
All right, cool. Let's see. Where are we? There we go. Got it. Okay. So what we do is we're going to read you the lyrics of these songs, Tom Girl is. And you're going to have 20 seconds to figure out artist or title.
Would you like me to locate three songs, Mikey, or more than that?
Let's have you locate three.
Locating.
Okay. Let's get somebody on the line here. I'm on Chris from Oceanside.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
How you doing, man?
You guys are starting to sound a little punchy. I love it.
Wait until morning.
I know. Oh, it's good. It's going.
Yeah, if we're already punchy.
It is crass.
You guys are doing great. No, seriously, thank you so much. Remember, I called in and I said, you know, it's for my birthday, but I'm starting to feel sick, so I don't think I'm going to come down because I don't want to infect the crowd.
Yeah.
And I know how much you would respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to listen from home.
That's a good idea, man.
You take care of yourself.
Yeah, I will. I just started feeling that throat thing, you know.
Oh,
so.
I had it.
It's a good thing to...
Yeah, it's going around. But anyway, yeah, I want to play.
Just, okay. All right, so you got 20 seconds to figure this out. She's going to give you the lyrics, and you got to figure out what she's doing, and we begin now.
Dark in the city, night is wire, steam in the subway, earth is a fire. Woman, you want me, give me a sign, and catch my breathing even closer behind. In touch with the ground, I am on the hunt, I am after you. Smell like I sound, I'm lost in a crowd.
All we need is title or artist.
I'm thinking Duran Duran.
I am thinking that you are 100%
good. Oh, really? I got it?
You got it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Very well done, my friend.
You know, I've never guessed one right, ever.
There you go. It's a birthday love.
There you go. Happy birthday, pal. Hang on the line, okay?
You were such a good sport, Woodsy.
Am I?
Oh, yes.
He is a good sport.
Aren't you?
I guess.
Aren't you?
You're a great sport, buddy.
You are, dude.
You let us put you up on that spit and turn you.
I love all you guys. I'm going to call back in about 4 hours.
Okay. Nice.
All right, man. Hang on the line. We're going to set you up with a prize. Let's see. Next contestant. M1 Lizzie from Del Mar.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. Driving home from the Mikeython.
Did you have a good time?
Lizzie. Did. Brady is conked out.
Oh, he was nice. A wild man.
He was running around.
He was having a good time.
Having a good old time.
We had fun.
That's awesome. Okay. You're going to have 20 seconds to give us the title or artist. Here we go.
Okay.
Now I keep searching for an answer. I never seem to find what I am looking for. Oh, Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on. Because I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. And here I go again on my own. Going down.
I got the hiccups. Lizzie?
No idea.
That was Whitesnake. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this music video, Mikey?
Oh, yeah. Look at... Yes, I do. What's... Because I know it means... How am I going to do this with the hiccups?
Come here.
Lizzie?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Oh, well. Thanks, guys.
You tried your best. Thank you. What are you going to do?
Where's your drink?
My drink?
Yeah.
My drink's right here.
Is there anything in it? Mm. You need a little liquid.
Put some water in
there. Yeah.
We're going to remedy those hiccups.
I have on my teeth, you know? Oh, here it is. You can do it with that. Or no, okay.
Our host has the hiccups.
Yeah, I got the hiccups.
He's going to splash you in the face with the water. No,
be careful.
Splash me in the face?
No. Lean down. Put your mouth on.
That's the way to do it.
Lean forward and tilt that so you drink.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You getting liquid? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, Woods.
You get
Wow.
You get it?
Just like that.
You get some? What like, I do? Nothing. Did you get some?
Did I just show my butt? Like I said, get some.
Yeah, I'm like, here,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Did you get some guys, liquid?
Two guys in their pajamas.
Swallow?
Two guys just hanging out in their pajamas. Okay, now you hold your head down lower. Yeah.
Massage, very difficult.
They come, it's gone.
Don't look me in the eye.
Are they gone?
Yeah, they are gone.
Oh, boy.
It's never failed. You got to drink it now.
I did.
And swallow. I can't even say it. Just swallow the water. Swallow it.
I did. I'll do it again.
Okay. Tilt it. Tilt the glass.
Yep.
Now drink.
Mm-hmm.
Swallow it.
Oh.
Watch your head. Don't hit your head.
Oh, please don't hit your head on the way back up.
Oh, you cut the back of his head open. Hiccups gone.
Hiccups are gone.
All gone. Yep.
All right.
Are they gone?
No.
I just hiccuped it.
I didn't hear you.
Do you remember everything that we had to eat today? Do you think you could kind of list
you
that
want Tums?
Off?
Maybe Tums will help.
Yeah. No, Tums isn't going to help.
You ever just take anything anybody gives you?
Quaaludes?
Quaaludes.
I'm going to try it.
It's 1976.
Not bad, Woods. Rock me, I don't Woods. Think I have the hiccups anymore.
Tums taste good.
Oh, I love Tums. So does this cream cheese brownies. Those taste good, too.
All right, let's get a new contestant on the line. M1 Daniel from Normal Heights.
Yep.
Are you ready?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Doing good. I've been listening to you all day.
Nice. All right. Nice. Are you ready to give this a shot?
Yep.
You got 20 seconds, and here we go.
My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to rhyme and to hyped feet. It feels good when you're down, a super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you cannot touch.
Title or artist?
I got nothing.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. Can't touch this.
That was good. You gonna help me with my hiccups? Anybody help me with my hiccups?
We need some peanut butter.
I know how to get rid of hiccups in other people.
Well, it's time for your massage, so maybe...
Mm. Oh, that was the best massage I've ever had.
Somebody could rip the mic for you?
Yeah, somebody gonna rip the mic for me? Hang on a minute. Gotta take a phone call first, and then I'm gonna get a massage. Hang on a second. Let's see. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Father.
Oh, wow.
This is Luke Esparza.
This is my one-year-old son, Luke.
Luke, why does your voice keep changing?
Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
You're talking like you have a Hungarian accent.
I am Hungarian now.
No, you're not.
You sound like a Russian spy.
I spend most of time with Hungarian Nanita. You ever just leave and never come home? Are you coming home, Mama?
That's right, your mommy's here, too.
You don't love Luke anymore?
Luke, first of all, you're putting that voice on. You don't really talk like that.
What?
Yeah.
This is so not fun without Mama home. Mama Lee, all day long, she has to take care of biggest baby. And
listen, you're fine, and you have a lot of people there that are taking care of you.
Am I?
Oh, well, there's my Lukey. There's my little Lukey.
What's up?
Hi. Oh, he's mad.
How are you, buddy? Lukey's a year old. He's got a twin brother, Ryan.
Yep. Sir smiles a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
You call him Sir smiles a lot. He does. He smiles a lot.
Real professional.
Listen, I have the hiccups.
You have the good work. Didn't you send your crew an email about being a professional this morning?
Yes, I did. I said, be a pro.
You ever just hiccup all day?
I said, rise above. If, you know, stuff comes up, just rise above, you know?
What's up?
Well, I have the hiccups. You can't help the hiccups. It's a 28-hour broadcast.
Maybe you don't eat a 12-pound lobster. Maybe you don't guzzle drawn butter.
Touche.
Man.
Drawn butter like you used to drink Captain Morgan. I've never seen anybody have drawn butter on the rocks.
Drawn butter on the rocks.
So. You know. You, how would you know?
He texted me. He sent me a picture phone. We text all day.
Who did?
Uncle Woods.
Uncle Woods did.
Oh, how convenient.
Uncle Woods would not have texted you. He would have been texting Taylor.
Excuse me.
It's okay.
Question.
Yeah. Don't. No. Do not ask. Do not ask. Do not ask. Do not ask.
Tell me when you get home. You and Mom just ever take off for the day?
They've been gone for what? 13 hours?
There's only
now?
So much PlayStation I can play, pal.
Yeah, you don't play PlayStation.
Don't really?
What do you play?
Playing Red Dead Redemption.
Are you?
Yeah. It's badass.
It's not good for babies.
It's not good for babies. You're only a year old.
I'm not a baby. Yeah, hey, what time are you coming home?
Okay.
This is getting ridiculous.
Instead of figuratively ridiculous, it's literally ridiculous. I'll be home tomorrow, Luke.
You got to be on the air for 28 hours, huh?
Yeah.
Is that in your own D real good?
Okay, you know what? That was probably, you know, more than I needed, but, you know.
You're a baby. You shouldn't talk like that.
You're a baby or a year old, so. Maybe you take it to the house. Plus, right. I have to ID.
Yep. It's right. Hold in the paper.
I'm out.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Deuces.
There you go.
KBCT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital. FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Well, how about that?
Hello.
13 hours of broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. We've been on the air for 13 hours, and we only have 8, 9, 10,
we're on the radio for
15
a
hours. 15. We only have 15 hours.
We're not even halfway done.
No.
So, who's turned on the massage chair?
Oh, that
Mikey?
Was...
Mikey?
I want to sit in the captain's
I'm serious. You're going to love that massage.
Here, pal.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
There you go. It's kind of
fun. Get those hiccups just massaged right out of you. Yep.
Don't touch anything over there, Woods.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to be Mikey Holmes. Let's do some topics.
Okay.
Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?
I'm a Mexican. All right, I'm going to be Mikey.
Who's on the phone, Woods? Mikey?
What? How do I do this?
Look up. What are they
I've
saying?
Got M1 Tris Dog in Reno, Nevada. Do I just hit this button?
Yeah.
M1 Tris Dog, are you there?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
No. Push the white where the white label is on the other side.
Oh. No.
Right where the white buttons are.
I'm going to come in there.
M1 Tris Dog, are you there?
Next to it.
Nope. M1 Tris Dog, are you there?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
What up? Hey, I was calling in to let you guys know, dude. I'd lived in San Diego for a hell of a long time, and I've been listening. Well, I listened to you when you were on the other station, and when I moved up here, I finally got to find you again. I love the new show, dude. I love
thank
it.
You, thank you. I put together a really talented crew. Sienna's really good. LOB's really good, but... I mean, if I was going to take my hat off and really just give it up for somebody, it'd be Woods. I mean, there's the guy. The guy.
Funny.
He brings the noise every day, you know?
Woods, I've already tried because I've actually been slacking because I emailed you on Facebook a while ago about a relationship question that I've been slacking on.
Oh, yeah, you never sent it.
What's the relationship question?
Should we do it on
let's
the air?
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's do it on the air.
That wasn't the point I was calling about. Oh, you want
to?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Relationship question.
Mikey's getting massage after he just ate Liz
Lobster.
Let's hear it. So let's get it done.
I'm talking about making love.
Well, there was this girl I dated for, I don't know, about the last year and a half. Well, actually not that long, but about a year. And I broke up with her because it didn't feel right.
Nice neighbor.
Oh, boy.